there's no football team or cheerleaders at Dubisky Career High School, the responsibility of getting the students fired up fell to Peter John Holt, great-great-grandson of the founder of the heavy machinery company Holt Cat.
Don't let anybody tell you that being a diesel technician is anything less than being a professor or you know, historian. You are solving the nation's crisis right now.
Without a gymnasium, students gathered in the school parking lot for the pep rally as a highway hummed in the background. J.K. Baxter, a senior vice president at Holt Cat, has open jobs that he wants filled by young people from Texas.
And it involves things like a basic understanding in electronics, hydraulics, diesel engines, HVAC. At Holt, we understand that this type of education is very, very expensive. They don't hand this out for free.
Baxter then handed out a giant check for $10,000 for more technical training at Dubisky and said Holt Cat will spend $1 million more in Texas high schools. They're among the many corporations with a strong interest in making the trades more appealing to young people. To glam it up, a celebrity.
They're dirty jobs.
Mike Rowe drove into the pep rally in a Caterpillar front loader. He told the kids they were preparing for great jobs.
The country is full of people who are disconnected from work, disconnected from skill. You guys aren't. That makes you super cool.
Rowe has made a career of celebrating blue-collar work on television. Modern society's obsession with sending every kid to college is misguided, he said.
Blue-collar and white-collar, they're two sides of the same coin. And the minute we start talking about how one is more valuable than the other, we're going to have an infrastructure that falls down. We're going to have outsourcing and manufacturing problems. We're going to have a skills gap.
The Texas State Legislature is also worried about this skills gap and overhauled the high school curriculum in April to try to get more students ready for technical careers. Back in the school's auto shop after the pep rally, Emmanuel Macias, a senior at Dubisky, said he has learned a lot from an internship at Holt Cat.
You rotate throughout the shops, and during your senior year, you tell them what three top picks you want. I wanted to come work at cars, but then it transitioned to tractors, and I loved it. Fell in love with it.
Emmanuel says he is thinking about college, but mostly hopes to become a lead technician on heavy machinery. Maybe it's not Silicon Valley or Wall Street, but it is a stable career with benefits and at least one attractive booster on television. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.